terms of raising wages, which that would compete out. And to my knowledge, there are no other places in the state which you could present a trend by placing two of the technical welfare. I think that, unfortunately or otherwise, that is the fact of the state.
But seems like that every time we walk in, but plant bites and muck tops and stuff like that, all we seem to ever run into is a bunch of trouble. We cost a lot of money, stuff like that, and we get nothing. It's about once and most of the people, nothing, they can't do that. That's stuff that we run into all the time. So far, we haven't been able to manage muck tops, and then, you know, muck tops need for hours and hours and hours and hours. And muck tops, of course, they didn't come here. Why didn't put them up there? They didn't put biking up there either. And we brought them up there, now we're like private owners or talking like that, putting biking with them. Who's the other there first? The biking or the private owners? Now again, we're trying to run people, not animals. That habitat is made for the animals in the first place. The bike, but it wasn't biking. Now, I heard from Tom and Carl about how they could keep them on one side of the fence or another. Well, it sounds like a pretty logical thing, but if we do plant something someplace that might hold that specific bird at that specific size, you might control them. The more American, I think, is hardly domestic. But as long as you say it won't be wild, well, we're not going to have that kind of whole wild animal. You take and transplant these things over here and cut the thing you're talking about. If you don't go for a few more years, they're going to have those things in your hair too. We don't have time to take care of the resources we have now without going on transplanting a bunch of junk like that and trying to take care of them. We don't even have the money. The legislature don't even give us the money to take care of the resources we have. How do we expect to get money out of it to take care of a bunch of the emotional ranchers up there in the big guns running around? That's their money. They went in there by the traps and tore up that country. The bison was there first, but maybe we shouldn't have put them there. We put them there, now we're in trouble. So they're off this transplanting and selling that stuff around the country. We don't want these pets to come here, perils and whatnot. Well, then we want them in your ears so we'll be able to take care of what we've got. We're not able to take care of what we got, let alone a bunch of things about junk in. You don't got it that way. Take a good hard look at the damn thing. But if you can't spend $30,000 worth of grain on one side of the fence, try the damn thing for a few years. But really, the crackers, grain, I imagine, is worth something. I imagine that great big grain field up there and big dog out there will turn into another Connor. They'll be selling that stuff in little bitty track house lots and whatnot in a few years. You watch and see.
What
happened to that outfit?
Maybe we should just
give
all the people
up. Well, don't worry. Some guys got good long-range plans. These ones up there in the Matanuka Valley, they thought a hell of a lot more ahead of what these people had actually done. We got some jokers up there, bring them up there from Montana or some place and put them up in Matanuka, and they're millionaires right now. You won't have a bunch of millionaires in good day.
I survey of a pool, in good enough.
Actually, get a good comment on.
But that's the first thing, I think, the first thing to do is determine what you have, and then determine what your management plan is going to be with the herds you have, and then if your management plan says you're going to eliminate some bulls and have a large female herd, then conceivably some of these bulls could be declared surplus, because they would not be aligned with many, so that would be a good.
The surplus, though, would also relate to the hunting. Right now, we get something like 3,000 or 4,000 requests to fill white. And what was stated at that anchor meeting 2 weeks ago, there is no surplus until we satisfy the 4,000 requests for white. One of them, along with, you've got the, they may be surplus of that herd, but then they're going to be, have to be distributed and allocated among the different domains of the public. Right now, there's a very heavy demand for hunting in particular.
The two things went on, right? One is you have the heavy demand for hunting because there's been no question asked about the demand for domestication. That's one factor. Another factor is that if you do have a certain bull in herd, you're satisfying to a greater degree of demand on the animal, at least in the first year.
So you will never get 4,000.
No, but you'll at least give you some maybe 100, at least 100.
That's probably not the idea of the number two. There's a specific number allocated, 4,000.
I don't see that at all. You've got 400,000 people in the state, you have 4,000 applications for hunting. What about the other people? You know, they may prefer to see some domesticated ranches. And so I think you can conceivably put a percentage in the hunting field and a percentage in the domesticated and still satisfy your body. Right?
That's what I'm saying. I don't need a specific allocation.
Right. But it wouldn't necessarily be more of a certain situation.
Your desire to dip into domestication would be for commercial meat production.
Right.
Thank you.
business, any kind of agriculture, is a building project. We don't know that that's going to work. So, we have to continue to push our horizon back. And we have to create an agricultural community before all these things are done. We have to create that community by about 50 people who are willing to go out there and work, not knowing them. And we're going to be called to work with.
This is the problem. Montana's Montana, Alaska's Alaska, everything's going to work. Domesticated livestock, people, milk powder, various types of cattle, and essentially, it's going to be used for domesticated purposes. Actually, it's simple. There's a lot of land that has been fight in Montana to be used for revenue in domestication. I don't know if that's the point. I'm going to be looking for this stuff before we try to take the island here. Something else in the history of this problem. Now that we're going to come up with curiosity and sell somebody else to buy up a new thing. Look a little bit, even though I said Montana's Montana and Alaska's Alaska. If it isn't viable to move buffalo, all that meat, you know, find meat for meat. If it isn't profitable, I don't have to say it. Or it's a very good idea. I said, why the hell set it up for them to go down there?
Sure that we can get it for you, because it's a product that we perhaps will be different by today. We get $20 a pound to make it, and we'll see that even. I think it's just a nice gift. How did you get another computer? Think it's a new computer. I'm notified. Some people can get a new computer. Some people can get a new computer. Oh, yeah. I'm going to question my wife. I probably will take one day.
I guess that just means that we want the energy time to be a good one.
You have to get a lot of
equipment.
Eventually, we're going to get grazing agriculture in the state. But we, you know, I have a fair sense of history of what has happened in the United States from the standpoint of agriculture and wildlife. And I think the little question has been that doomed many species of wildlife within grazing agriculture. It may come here, and maybe it's inevitable, I don't know. But what, when grazing agriculture comes in, then wolves go, bears go, so on. And more specifically, when we talk about Kodiak, here I think of a classic example of, we've got private lands, and we've also got public lands, and we've got a major brown bear resource. I'm not sure how the two would coexist. It's just something that I think we have to keep in mind.
We established those regulations in late March, and they
are good. Because it seems to me that if you made a decision to harvest animals without having knowledge about the ratio, you've got to wait a whole year to take advantage of an opportunity to change the management practices. I just don't understand why it's possible to make a decision within the week to harvest another 50 bulls and we're going to harvest 50 bulls.
The Administrative Procedures Act won't allow existing statutes.
Won't allow you to make a
showing of how there was an immediate threat to the public peace, health, safety, or general welfare. If the board follows their established procedures, on the other hand, and makes and takes action in March or April, then that action will be in plenty of time for the next hunt. And there's really no need to make a decision this week for a hunt that's going to occur in the fall of 1980, as far as I can tell. An excellent point to emphasize is that one of the governor's goals and one of the board's, both boards' goals is public participation in the regulatory process. So if there's going to be a change, we want to make sure that there is sufficient public scrutiny and time for the advisory committees and everybody else to have their day in court.
And we're talking about the use of the resource.
It's a publicly owned
resource.
But we're managing it for a particular use, so we're managing the use of the resource.
Yeah. We're not changing the use at all. In fact, you're increasing utilization by the public by changing your management.
Well, I think many of the public would not deal with that. Removing old gold from the hunting population would be a significant change for them as far as managing.
They're trying to get some coffee beer and coming to the left to get the coffee.
I'm saying that we will do it according to the statute, and this is a preliminary step.
I'm not suggesting to do it any other way, except that I think I've heard the coffee beer from the hunters, there is another way.
We could go ahead and declare the surplus. The question has been quite good. We need more surplus to prepare the surplus.
So that way we'll...
And then we wouldn't have the authority to do so then we could unify ownership.
So that translates into a hunting, official hunting.
Then we would have to go to the regulatory process. That's my interpretation. Maybe you could correct me.
You're saying that you can't harvest surplus animals by hunting?
We change the bag limit, species, and so forth, we do it by 88%.
Well, you can't say that the surplus could be
unless it was an emergency. Okay.
The sex ratio would be
what is the sex ratio?
Well, 50-50.
But the important thing that means to us is to get input. So we can decide then whether or not we should have some proposals. To change the management of that particular state decision.
At this point, would it be possible to address condition hunters that are not taken into account?
I'm not sure. I guess probably could, except that we don't know. If the decisions were all made, that would be too far. Tomorrow until the fighting numbers their time to take the power of the police. So, to some degree, it's going to contravene ongoing prior to performance of the campus. So, I guess we could do it.
just indicated coming in and taking them, that's the permitting solution up to you, and that's what they do. I don't remember if we passed the regulation, but we have to check.
My recollection is,
any other questions?